Basin of Pearls.
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Flash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding your account and the past due payment.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know, it's real sticky around this time of year. Me back sometime near the first of the year. Yeah, I can get a little time.
Okay, so I need to give you some options because if you recall in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to notify us. And there is $149 past due balance on the account. Come January 8th, that will reoccur to $298. So that's going to continue to do so until we get this settled. But you said that things are tight right now, correct?
No, yeah, it's tight. Yeah, it isn't a whole lot of a business right now, on top of, you know, what time it is. So, yeah, it's real tight at the moment. But January 8th actually sounds good. I might have the past due paid at least by then.
Okay, so what I would recommend is get it paid 3 business days prior, which would be no later than the 5th, because that way we can push the next billing out 30 days, because I don't want you to pay $149 on the 8th and another $149 on the 8th. You'll have 2 payments, right? So if you get it squared away before that, then what will happen is I can push the next billing out 30 days, which means you'll be paid in full until February 5th. Okay, so just be really careful to get that taken care of, you know, so that you don't have a double billing, because when it's in a past due status, we don't have a way to push billing out or anything like that. Let me just check one thing here. I wanted to see if this...
I do have a question for you.
Yes.
I got a notification last month. From Local Splash, and it states that my profile didn't get any views last month. How does this work exactly in comparison to my the visibility on Google? Because right after I paid you guys, I paid for the Google ad as well, and that seems to be getting me way more views, a whole lot of views actually. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, where does Local Splash play a part in lack of views and the visibility exactly?
Okay. So you said you paid to do a Google ad. Do you mean you're doing Google pay-per-click ads?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. So that's a different section on Google. So when you go to Google and you type in, for example, heater installation or HVAC, right? At the very top, you'll see the pay-per-click ads. Those, as you know, are very, very expensive because you have to pay every time someone clicks on it, whether it's a potential client or not. Then when you look right below those paid ads, you'll see the local map optimization on Google, and that's what we specialize in. So it's the highest revenue generating section online, meaning when a consumer does a search, 87% will bypass the paid ads at the top and go straight to the local listings, which is where we place you. And just so that you know, I'm on your dashboard and it's showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been seen on the first page of Google 1,010 times. And you've had 3,056 image views to the pictures that we have on the Google business page. So I'm thinking that you go ahead.
No, not to cut you off. I'm just wondering, then why don't I get those stats? Because those stats don't come to me.
So the dashboard, they sent you an email with the login to it. If you haven't been on it, I can send it to you again just so that you can go in and see the results in real time. Let me find it. Login credentials to advanced reporting. So this has a blank password in it, Jamal, which means at some point you went in and changed it. So if you think you might know what it is, I can send you this one with the blank password and you can get in. If you're not sure, I can reset a temporary password just so that you can get back in, and then you can reset it to whatever you like.
I know the password.
You know it. Okay, good. So I'll send you the login again just so that you have it. And then the only other thing I could think of doing for you just to make it a little bit more affordable is our bread and butter is the small to mid-sized business just like you, but we do this also for big corporations such as Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security. So anytime someone has 100 locations with us, they get the same program, but they pay the corporate rate of $129 monthly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you into that corporate pricing. That will at least save you $20 off of your past due balance, okay?
Okay, that's wonderful. Yeah, so it'd be, would it be that price monthly now?
Right, you'll be grandfathered into that, and then I'm still going to honor the 30 days on your next billing, assuming that you get it paid before January 5th. You know, if it gets to after that date, there's not much I can do, but if you do it before then, I'll push the next billing out 30 days.
Okay, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I scored up to another house. Yeah, let me get out here make this money so I can't pay.
I love it. Yeah, go make your money. And then I'll talk to you soon. I'll probably touch base with you one more time before the 5th, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye.